Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. Joining me in studio today, a name that you are very familiar with. If you love Cajun food, or if you don't, you still know this guy, Chef Robert Brunette, better known as Chef BB.
Good morning.
You're the crazy guy who does crawfish.
Crawfish. We start those in about 10 days.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you call that something special.
Well, we do our Saturday crawfish boils, and it's really a great time for everybody because it's a family get together type thing, and we try to do that at Mama Pearl's every year. This will be our 8th year doing the crawfish boil.
Yeah, but this time around, it's going to happen in a different
place.
A little bit different. That
yeah.
is the big news we're here
yes, we are.
To talk about. You have made a huge move.
Yes. Well, you know, many times opportunities present themselves, and we can get the choice to stay or go. You know, should I stay or should I go? I made that choice 15 years ago in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. I made that choice when I was laid off from my IT job. And I made that choice a few weeks ago when an opportunity to open Mama Pearl's in a bigger, better, new location came up. We could have stayed and we could have gone, and we chose to go. And it's never failed, as this is the thing you do, is to grow, you got to go. And we're very, very happy about this decision so far.
Well, I love that seafood is all about salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that where you're going is named Polaris Point.
Yeah. What's the connection there, right?
Yeah, right next to Bass Pro. And mm-hmm. You're going to be up in that neighborhood.
It's a beautiful area. I mean, the view from our new place is spectacular. The Front Range and the whole city of Colorado Springs from there. And there's a lot of great tenants in that area that we're finding out. I've spoken with a few of them, the gentleman from Overdrive Raceway, the Magnum Shooting Center, which is right across the street. They've all been very enthusiastic, encouraging about us moving in.
Yeah. You know, variety is the spice of life, and Cajun food tends to be spicy. And
oh, hell yeah.
There's a real Mama Pearl.
Yes.
Well, and she was the inspiration for all this.
Exactly. She went to heaven on Valentine's Day this past year.
Yeah.
And we'll be celebrating her birthday coming soon, too. She would have been 99 years old had she lived till this point. But her spirit and her soul and her wonderful culinary skills that were traded down through the generations still exist. And she will have a huge presence at our new restaurant. In fact, we're doing three murals on the wall. We've got some huge walls there, and we're doing three murals. One of them is going to be a Louisiana shrimp boat out on the water, and we are christening that boat the Pearl.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Wow, that's going to be fun. So your roots, of course, right from Cajun country, right from New Orleans,
absolutely.
Where you spent your formative years. You'd raised with a mom who... you know, in the Cajun culture, food is central
to the family. It is the absolute glue that holds everything together.
Yeah.
Like many cultures, the food is an expression of who we are and what we do and the way we use the things that are available to us. So in southern Louisiana, there's tons of seafood. So that was all of our food was about seafood. And it continues to be shrimp and oysters and crabs and you know, all of the wonderful bounties of nature in southern Louisiana that many places, like unfortunately Colorado, aren't able to experience. We want to share that here. And you can find some great trout in Colorado, but it's a little hard to find some redfish or some really good Louisiana crawfish.
So out of IT into the world of Cajun cuisine, drawing on that DNA that your mom gave to you. You set up Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen in a little corner in a shopping center in Rock Rim. And how many years were you there?
Well, we were there about 7.5 years. Mm-hmm. We opened up in August of 2013, and the new Mama Pearl's is opening up on the 18th of January. So about 7.5 years at that location.
And you made some milestones there.
We have. I mean, we have just continually seen the business grow. We literally, this past year, we did 3 times as much business as we did our first year in business. So we've enjoyed the wonderful support of our neighbors from Colorado Springs, and indeed all over Southern Colorado.
Yeah, I am wearing a couple of Mama Pearl's pounds.
I bet you are. I bet you are. We're spreading the love everywhere we can.
And love spreads.
Yeah,
yes, it
bet.
Really does.
It does.
And that is not a bad thing. That is just enjoying great home cooking, a real comfortable atmosphere, a real comfortable place. But you know, it's not the physicality of it; it's the your staff, your team, your servers, yourself. I always felt at home there, and I know that in the new location, it's going to be that much more because it's bigger.
Yeah,
how much bigger?
Well, we're adding about another 1,000 square feet, and we're going to be going from about 40 very closely spaced tables or chairs to roughly about 120. We'll have an outdoor patio, so we'll be able to serve out to the patio both our food as well as our cocktails.
That patio faces to the west?
It faces slightly to the southwest, I would say.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Get that beautiful view.
And again, the view is just spectacular from there. So it's going to be more of everything, more food, more staff. One of the things that I wanted to do with the new place, though, is when you came to the old place, you felt like you were going to a nice, cozy little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. And that was a great vibe. But for me, it was more important to feel like you were going to Mama's house for dinner.
Yeah.
Because nothing in my life has ever said love like going to Mama's house for dinner. It's very nurturing. It's very comforting. It's very makes you feel good inside. And our challenge is to make people or to allow people to have that same sort of experience in a much larger format. And that's going to come with our consistent menu. Well, we're not changing the menu a whole lot. We're going to add a few new things that I'd like to do. But it's going to be the same great cooking, the same great people, and more. And as we're bringing people on, we're really emphasizing the customer service aspect of what we do. And we want people to connect together and feel comfortable with their servers, feel comfortable with the staff at Mama Pearl's, because that's what it's really all about. There are thousands of places to go and eat in Colorado Springs. When people choose us, we want them to understand that this is not just about the food. It's not just about the music. It's about the experience that they have when they come to Mama Pearl's. And that has proven to be true over and over again throughout the years that we've been open.
Well, you know, you're going to be in a place where there are thousands upon thousands of homes around you. So a lot of new faces you're going to see a lot of new faces, and they're going to meet you for the first time. Let's talk about your base menu, and let's talk about some of the new things that you want to do.
Well, every now and then I kind of get a wild hair and I come up with some idea. You'd be amazed how many items on my menu I literally dreamt up. You know, like our blueberry cheesecake bread pudding. That was a dream I had, and I came to work the next day and made it, and people loved it. I also, when I go back to New Orleans, I'm just a tourist like everyone else, and I eat my way through the city. Mm-hmm. And when I find something that I really like, I say, hey, maybe I could do something like that. One of the things that we're going to be adding is something that's very popular. It's a street taco, but we wanted to put our own stamp on it. So we're going to do a blackened Bourbon Street shrimp taco, and it's going to be wonderful. We've been testing this for the last few days, showing it to our staff and everything, and everyone's loving it. So that'll be a new thing.
All right. Opening day at the new place
is the 18th of January. So that's next Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'll have the Chamber of Commerce is coming out to do a ribbon cutting for us. We expect there'll be some press out. That'll be our inaugural day and our inaugural crawfish boil for the season. I've got 300 pounds of fresh Louisiana crawfish coming up, and they can't wait to jump into my hot tub.
No, those crawfish do love your hot tub.
Oh, they do.
And people do love your crawfish.
Right
and
on.
Yeah, if you've not experienced a crawfish boil, there's only one place to do that. That's right. Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen. Now on Polaris Point. What is the exact address up there?
It is 162 Tracker Drive.
And the landmarks?
And, we are literally right across the street from the Magnum Shooting Center. Most people know the Bass Pro Shop in that area too, so that's in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
The way I've been explaining it to people, it's the exit 165 North Gate.
Yeah.
Turn right, go a half a mile, and we are right there.
And so
it's a lot closer to the interstate as well.
On the 18th, on Saturday, follow the aroma of crawfish playing in the hot tub.
Follow the line. Crawfish days are very busy, especially our first few crawfish days of the season. We have lines around the building, so you'll want to be there. And we don't take reservations for those because it has to be first come, first serve. But it's always a wonderful time, and we always do it on Saturdays. And just so you know, the following week, we'll be starting our brunches at Mama Pearl's. We'll be open from 9 to 2 on Sundays for that brunch that we'll be serving as well.
Lots more on Chef Robert Brunette, Chef BB, as we love him and know him around here. Well, I love our partnership with you, Chef, and we congratulate you on your opening, and we invite all of you to go see Chef Robert Brunette, Chef Beebe, Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen, now at 162 Tracker Drive, opening day, January 18th.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure to work with you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We air Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And catch us by podcast if you miss an edition. KRDO.com, click radio, and select podcasts.